is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 4th of December, 2016. It's the birthday of the philosopher and historian Thomas Carlyle, born in Scotland in the town of Ecclefechan in 1795, best known for his history of the French Revolution, which was Charles Dickens's inspiration for writing A Tale of Two Cities. It was an enormous work, the French Revolution, and Carlyle gave the manuscript to his friend John Stuart Mill, whose maid accidentally tossed it into the fire, and Thomas Carlyle had to sit down and rewrite the entire manuscript from scratch. He was married to a woman named Jane Bailey Welsh. They lived in a farmhouse in Scotland for the first 6 years of their marriage. They were intensely unhappy, but they remained together. And a friend once said, "It was very good of God to let Carlyle and Mrs. Carlyle marry one another, and so make only two people miserable and not four." It's the birthday of the poet Rainer Maria Rilke, born in Prague, 1875. Family wanted him to be a lawyer. He wanted to make his living as a writer, and he found a way to do that by seducing rich, noble women who would support him while he wrote. And then he met a woman who refused to be seduced, but she still loved his work, the Princess Maria von Thurm on Taxis. They became close friends, and she let Rilke stay in her castle in Trieste by the Adriatic. It was called the Castle Duino. And one winter while he was living there alone, he said an angel appeared to him who started talking to him about life and death and about beauty, and Rilke went right to work on what turned out to be his most famous poems, the Duino Elegies, 10 long verses. And it's the birthday of the mystery writer Cornell Woolrich, New York City, 1903, author of The Bride Wore Black and Night Has a Thousand Eyes, two novels that were made into famous films. Here's a poem for today by David Wagner, a snap quiz in body language. "We can't hear what they're saying, but that man is holding that woman in his arms. Your assignment is to deduce their thoughts from what they do. They've left no apparent space between their bodies. It could be called a close embrace, but notice her arms are at her sides, her hands relaxed, her face impassive, while he's whispering something in her ear. His upper torso is tilted slightly forward. Hers is yielding, but not in a way suggesting sweet surrender. Is this a seduction scene? Is she being held for questioning? Should she call a lawyer? He's looking into her eyes now. How wide open would you say they are? What does he see in them? If he were to let her go, class, what would she do?" A Snap Quiz in Body Language by David Wagner from A Map of the Night, published by University of Illinois Press and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Lumosity, with a 10-minute fit test to calculate baseline scores and training programs with 50 challenging brain games. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.